Lisa, you said you've struggled with addiction and other health issues. Is there something you'd like to share about that story?
I was a bad alcoholic. I have had my problems, you know what I mean? But luckily enough, I've never had any hard drugs. So I've been fortunate enough to always refuse them. But, I mean, alcohol was bad enough. I mean, I was that bad, I was going with my own empty bottle, the streets of Manchester, and going round pubs, what people had left, and I'd be going making my own cocktails, whereas the other people had to go and beg for like 30, 40, 50 pound crack and heroin addicts. It was a lot easier for me. It was no better. It was still an addiction. But that's how bad I was. I did take pride in my appearance. I wanted to fight the world and I couldn't even fight my way out of a wet paper bag. You know what I mean? But if you'd have seen me then to now, you wouldn't have thought I was the same person. I'm in a lot more bad health now than what I was. The last time I was homeless. And the last time I was homeless for 2.5 years. And I only had about 3 or 4 things wrong with me. And I mean, I've been in intensive care twice and I thought to myself, I couldn't do it again. 2.5 years, there's no way I could cope. And it got that way where I wanted to take my own life. So I stopped taking my medication. I wouldn't get my medication from the doctors. Because I thought, if I've got that temptation there, I knew I'd take it. And I thought, if it's going to be... I had that wanting to turn back on the drink again. So for me to get my home so quickly this time and to be able to get back into my doctors, my permanent doctors, she stopped me having... I still get depression, don't get me wrong, but she stopped me having them suicidal thoughts. It stopped me from turning back to my addiction again. And I'll be honest with you, it has. Because I thought to myself I was going to be waiting years again. And for it to happen so quickly for me, it saved my life. Because I don't know where I'd be now if I had to wait 2.5 years now. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? So it has saved my life. It has been a big impact on me. Because otherwise... I don't know where I would have been able. I would have been able to cope with the health that I'm in now. So yeah, without them, I wouldn't know where I'd be now. So they have been a big, major part, and having faith in me and having belief in me, and giving me this opportunity to be able to share my stories, to be able to help other people, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing ever. The beginning, because I've only been doing it 15 months, the beginning of a journey that I will be passionate about and love to continue doing, to be able to change people's, being a part of being able to change people's futures.
Recovery can't be done on your own. I think you need support. No one can get through life on their own, not just recovery, but with everything. If I didn't have the support network of my mum and dad, I'd have ended up homeless myself. So I know not everyone's got that benefit. Life isn't fair, so it's good for me to be able to bring people up with me. You know what I mean?